Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Joe Biden wasn't the only big winner in Massachusetts on Super Tuesday. President Trump received nearly 90% of the Republican vote here, trouncing his only GOP challenger, former Governor Bill Weld. WBUR's Steve Brown tells us Trump's decisive victory here is welcome news to the president's supporters here.
Chants of four more years echoed through the aptly named Victory Point Bar and Grill in Quincy, where about four dozen Trump supporters gathered to celebrate what appeared to be an easy win over Bill Weld. State campaign vice chairman Tom Mountain told the crowd the president will continue to rack up victories.
However, like the Patriots, that does not mean we just show up for the game. That does not mean we just run out the clock in the fourth quarter. We have to try every day, every hour, every week, every month to make it happen.
A Trump win in Massachusetts in November is a tall order, considering the Bay State hasn't given its electoral votes to the Republican presidential candidate since 1984. Still, the Trump campaign's state chairman, Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson, thinks it can be done.
I do, because I think people finally realize on all islands, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or Independent, they've realized that this is one person who's focused on the things that matter to them and their families. It isn't about the political infighting and all of that. He sort of pushes that stuff away and just keeps going back to the people and talking to the people. And that's what the American people have wanted.
Republican voter turnout in this traditionally Democratic state is an encouraging sign to longtime political advisor and Republican National Committeeman Ron Kaufman. He says he's never seen so much enthusiasm for what was in essence an uncontested race.
For 300,000 Republicans plus to show up, it tells you it's not just a small conservative base. It's a lot bigger than that. It takes a lot of independence to get the 300,000 for us. And that's a really good sign for us, in my opinion.
Kaufman predicts if on the Democratic side Joe Biden wins the nomination, the many supporters of Bernie Sanders will ride into the sunset. And that, he says, is not bad news for Donald Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.